Blog Talk Radio.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. Say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey, I will wait.
Raise your voice and give him praise in here. Good morning. Excuse me. First, give honor to God who's the head of our life. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Well, your host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. Excuse me, and myself, co-pastor Kashima Douglas. It is Testimony Tuesday. Both of them don't want me to talk. It is Testimony Tuesday. We welcome. Come on in. Have a seat. The scripture for this morning is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Again, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit in him, and he will make your path straight. Remember the numbers 563-999-3628.
Amen. Again, I will trust in the Lord until I die. Listen, I'm old school Baptist. I'm Baptist Pentecostal is what they call me. It's my claim to fame. I'm a Baptist Pentecostal because I believe that that old school trust in the Lord when you was in Sunday service on Sunday morning and a guest preacher come up, and that's the song he lead with, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, we get slain in the spirit in the Pentecostal church. I can't tell if I'm in a Baptist church or the Pentecostal church no more, because how the spirit of the Lord is moving, and people think that this is a bad place, but I'm letting you know right now, God is in the shifting business, because number one, you want to get everybody on one accord. He want to get everybody on one accord. He's trying to make everybody stand, trying to say, well, the world is coming to an end, the rapture. Listen, let me explain something to you. If you ain't ready for the rapture, it says, oh, Lord, I'm about to start something. If you ain't ready for the rapture, you need to go ahead on and get ready. Stop worrying about when the Lord is going to come. You need to be worried when he get here, are you ready and are you right? Get your heart right with God on this morning and let the spirit of the Lord take over your life. And when they come in, he can say that everybody is in one place and on one accord. And we can go ahead on and get up out of here, and we can go ahead on and rejoice. You ain't got to worry about no crying no more. You ain't got to worry about no more doctor bills. You ain't got to worry about paying no car notes. You ain't got to worry about paying no rent. You ain't got to worry about trying to buy no groceries. You ain't got to worry about child care. You ain't even got to worry about child support. Come here, let me talk to you this morning. Get yourself in line with God and let your life be shifted. Let your life be shifted. Bishop, our Bishop, Bishop Pierce came on yesterday and said, where is your alliance at right now in God? What are you trying to do? Where are you right now? God, that stirred something in my spirit yesterday. And let me tell you something. If you are not right in God, let me help you. Let me help you. You need to start lining yourself up. Because watch this, all the signs are there. All the signs are there. Things is about to get real crazy here real soon. Get your life right with God. Start practicing. Come here. Practice what you preach. Yes, I did. I went there. That's back in the day. Barry White used to be the man. Practice what you preach. Come on here. Practice what you preach. Stop fooling with y'all. Line yourself up. Line your life up. Get yourself right. Good morning. I am Pastor Donna Douglas. It's an awesome privilege and honor to be with you all this morning. God bless you. I'm just so excited about what God is doing today. I'm just so excited. Amen. Listen, we thank you guys so very much for joining us this morning. And we're just blessed for you guys being here. We thank you for sharing your first fruit with us on this morning. And if we don't do nothing more than encourage you, inspire you, and strengthen you, strengthen you and get you prepared to get up out of here. That's our job. That's every job of the believer. That's every job of the preacher, to get your stuff lined up and so you can get ready to get up out of here. God bless you. We appreciate you so much. Continue to listen in. Continue to join in. Continue to be a part of what God is doing in the Worldwide Gospel Connections life. That number again is 563-999-3628, because we want to be a part of your life. Continue to call in. Continue to share that number again. That number is 563-999-3628. We're going to go ahead and go into our overcomer. I'm sorry. We're going to go into our thank you for our countries that's joining in on this morning. Thank you for helping me this morning, because I kind of got off track this morning. I fell off track. But we're going to acknowledge all those countries that are listening in. Thank you guys so much for listening in with us on this morning. It is an honor and a privilege for you guys to share your first fruit, to share your opportunity with us every single morning. We're just excited about what God is doing in this hour, and just in awe of some of the great things that he is doing. Amen? Amen. So that number, those countries, again, are the United States. We have Canada, Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China, and we have Hong Kong. Those great countries that are listening in to us on this morning. Thank you so much. And this is my PSA that I share with you guys every morning. And mine is going to be a little bit different this morning. I was actually on social media, and there is a pastor in China who shared a video of the police coming into the house of a pastor that had been preaching Jesus Christ. And they were attempting, watch this here, they were attempting to take this man of God and drag him into the streets and put him into a concentration camp because he is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. This lets you know, and this is, I truly believe this is the reason why God put us praying for these other countries on our hearts. It's because of things like this is going on. This is the 21st century. This is 2020. And the preaching of the gospel is still considered. Watch this. It's a threat. Preaching the gospel. And you want to tell me, and you want to, you guys that are listening in, that you is these radicals, and you got all these different little religions, and all this other stuff that's going on that you're preaching, and do you realize? Do you understand that the preaching of Jesus Christ's name is the only name that's being attacked?
Buddha not being
attacked. Muslim. Muslim religion is not being attacked. To be a Muslim is being attacked. But you can preach. You can preach Allah. You can preach all that other stuff. But the preaching of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus, is the only name that's being attacked. This lets us know that our job is not complete, ladies and gentlemen. Our assignment is not complete. We need to continue to pray. We need to continue to talk. We need to continue to encourage, and we need to continue to lift up these countries. To lift up these countries. 21st century, pastor in China. House is being raided by the police because he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to get on our face. And get on our job. It is time. We need to continue to pray for those. Not just and believe it or not, China is not the only country that is dealing with this issue. This video was leaked and let out to let us know. It's time for us to pray. But it's over in other countries. All these countries that we named out. And watch this. In certain parts of the United States, hear me and hear me well, the gospel is not being able to be preached. Some places here in the United States, I can't practice my religion in certain spots. Oh, you can't come in here and you can't pray. You can't come out here and you can't preach the gospel. You got to have a permit to preach the gospel on the street. Seriously, you're going to make me get a permit to preach something that's free. And then when I get out there and I start preaching, you're going to tell me that I can't be out there to a certain period of time. You got this much time. But the nightclubs can stay open till 2, 3 in the morning. Strip clubs stay open till 2, 3 in the morning. Liquor stores. Open on Sundays night. Baby, listen. We got work to do. We ain't got time to point fingers. We ain't got time to sit here and lag around. We ain't got time to play. We ain't got time to mess around. The Lord is soon to come, and if we're not ready, you better get ready. You better get ready. Every single day of our life that we wake up and we profess the name of Jesus Christ is another chance that we have to show the world, watch this, that he's coming. Live your life by example so that when men see you, they're going to ask you that question. Who are you serving? Take me to your God. You know, you should be just like the woman at the well. When Jesus gets through talking to you, you should be running and telling everybody you know, come see a man. Come see a man. Come see a man that not only spoke life to me, not only gave life to me, but gave me the ability to come and tell you about life and the light, get your life to, so you can get your life and share your life with him and get light in you so you can be able to do what you need to do. Amen. I'm done. That's my PSA for this morning. I told y'all mine is going to be a little bit different this morning. It's going to be a little bit different. But listen, we have to get ourselves in position, get ourselves in place, and preach this gospel. preach this gospel. Preach this gospel. Listen, irregardless of what people got going on, irregardless of what people got saying, they saying all this old crazy foolishness about all this other stuff. If we can't get distracted, ladies and gentlemen, Lord, I'm not supposed to be doing all this morning, but we have to get ourselves lined up in position in place in order for us to hear, understand, and comprehend that the Lord is on his way back. Preach the word, preacher. I believe I will. The Lord is on his way back. Line your life up, line your mind up, line your heart up with the will and the way of God so we can, watch this here, watch what the word says, so we can be caught up in him and see him again. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Thank you guys for listening to my little PSA this morning. On this morning, we're going to take a quick musical break. And we'll be back. Remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with our lovely co-host, none other than co-pastor Kashima Douglas.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went out into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and my years ahead. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
It's all over.
It's all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find.
Like a corporation.
It was always for us about entrepreneurship and doing things together.
This woman is amazing, whether you're talking about entertainment, whether you're talking about buying a sports team.
I'm not the first person to do whatever I've done. I'm just the person standing in front of you talking about it.
Thank you for feeling this place. Thank you for feeling this place. Thank you for filling this place. Oh God, just for these next few moments, use me as your instrument. Lives will be changed. People will be delivered. It is already done in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Well, are you ready for the Word of God? I tell you, this is such an honor for me tonight. I was back a few years ago. I would tell the media ministry, don't y'all break this tape. This is, I gotta have this tape. Yeah, preaching at the convocation, this is a blessing, Bishop Ellis. This is a blessing. We are going to the gospel according to Matthew, the 28th or the 14th chapter. And I'm going to focus in on verse 28. Matthew, the 14th chapter, verse 28. Before we read, we make a confession in our ministry on how we receive the Word of God. I think that instructions need to be given, not form and fashion, but instructions on how to receive the Word of God. I fly several times a week, but every time I get on the airplane, they give me instructions on how to fly. And I think we need instructions on how to receive the Word of God, because the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Do you realize that my educated mind can kill this Word? I got to place the Spirit over my mind. So tonight I am here to tell you we got to believe God's Word. I am proud to be a kingdom representative. I don't make no bones about it. I represent the kingdom. Thy kingdom come. I know my assignment. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this Bible is our kingdom constitution that supersedes the U.S. Constitution. Now, U.S. Constitution, if you line up with this, you got me. If you don't, I'm sticking to the kingdom Constitution. So I need you to stand for a moment. Lift your Bibles, your iPads, your iPhones. If you don't have any of those, just place your hand over your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And repeat after me, if you will, if I receive this word with my mind only, this word will be dead for me. But if I receive this word, this kingdom constitution, with the Spirit over over my mind, over my emotions, over my fleshly desires. This word will be life for me. Lord, I don't need religious form and fashion. I need life. Look at somebody and tell them, receive life. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Jesus has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Matthew 14 and 28, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I want to talk just for a few moments tonight about dealing with impossibilities. Dealing with impossibilities. Of course, it's perception, and perception unchallenged becomes reality. Because we really know, as we deal with impossibilities, it's not really impossible, because all things are possible with Him, if you can just believe. But I love this particular story, because the one thing that holds my attention and grips my heart in this amazing, amazing story is the figure of Jesus walking on the water in this storm. Now, what Jesus is doing here, Jesus is challenging us to rise with Him to another and higher type of life than we normally live. What He's trying to tell us, and this is important, maximize your potential. Maximize that unexposed ability. There's something inside of you, that untapped strength. Things that seem to be impossible. He said, what I need you to do, I need you to rise with me to this level, to realize you're not just average. You got to watch people. You know, you just start saying what other people say, but you just can't say what other people say. I'm just so glad I'm just an average kind of person. I'm just kind of average kind of person. Do you know what average means? Average means being on top of the bottom. Now, why are you going around bragging, I'm so glad I'm on top of the bottom. I'm so glad I'm on top of the bottom. No, you are on top of the top, because greater is He who is in me than he that is in the world. So Jesus became what we are so that we could become what He is. So that's why tonight I wanted to look at this raging storm, this interesting story, because as we look at this raging storm, the disciples are there, but the only authority that they have over this storm is a voice of fear. Now that's dangerous, because the devil can smell fear. And the devil knows, and he will come after you and will attack you, because if he knows and he understands that God did not give you fear, he comes and he attacks, because God has not given to us the spirit of fear. He's given to us power. He's given to us love. He's given to us a sound mind. So he will attack you, because he can feel, you can act like you're so strong, but the devil can smell fear. Just like somebody trying to be all strong around a big dog that comes barking at you. That dog can smell fear. If you got authority over the dog, or if the dog's got authority over you,
you know, here come the dog bark, and you talk, better get away from me, dog. You ain't scared of you, but you backing up all the time. No, dog knows I'm coming at you because I know you're scared. Listen, people of God, look at this particular story for 9 hours. They battled 9 hours. Now, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. It's still dark. The storm is still raging. Their muscles now are sore. They're weak. They're tired. And I can see the disciples as they begin to look at each other and say, if only the master was here, he would know how to handle this storm. If only Jesus was here, he could handle this storm. And the reason why they were saying that, because they knew that he had handled other storms in the past. They were out on the raging sea and the billows were tossing high. And here these disciples are on the boat, but Jesus is in the hull of the ship and he's fast asleep in the hull of the ship. The disciples are on top, but they're scared and they look at each other like little boys talking about, somebody better go wake him up. Somebody better, I ain't gonna wake him up. Oh no, I ain't gonna wake up. Somebody better wake him up. So they go down and they wake Jesus up. And they say, Master, I don't even know how you could sleep through all of this. Tempest is raging. The billows are tossing high. We are about to lose our lives. I could see Jesus getting up and wiping his eyes and looking at his disciples and probably saying, this is just a shame. How long are y'all going to be with me and be this fearful? Don't you know that I'm Jesus with my eyes open, but I'm still Jesus with my eyes closed? In fact, he really got upset with the storm. I could hear him speaking to the storm. Now, you know better, storm. You know I got some scaredy cat disciples. Why would you mess with them? And you know I'm trying to sleep. Why would you let a storm come right now when I'm trying to sleep? And that's when he spoke to the storm and said, storm, shut up. I got to get me some sleep. Peace be. Peace be still. And so these disciples are talking about, if only Jesus was here, where is he? Then all of a sudden, there's a walker on the water. A walker on the water. And the Bible said that they saw something out there on the water, and they thought it was a ghost, and they were afraid. Now, I want you to listen to this because this is important, because a whole lot of people are involved in form and fashion. Listen to what they're saying now. If only Jesus was here. He knows how to handle this storm. If only Jesus was here. They see a walker on the water and they're afraid. If only Jesus was here. They see a walker on the water and they're afraid. If only Jesus was here. They see a walker on the water and they are afraid. It sounds like some of us. Oh, we know how to pray. Lord, I need you right now. Come on right now. Come on right now. Right now. Right now. And when he shows up, you get afraid. I got some news for you, people of God. When I call him, I don't care if he's got to walk on the water. I don't care what he has to do. I know any way you bless me is all right with me. People of God, you got to understand this, because he will show up. He will show up. That's why Jesus had to speak to them quickly, because they were about to jump out of that boat. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. He couldn't even call his name. He just said, be of good cheer. Be not afraid. Now it's still dark. storm is raging, Bishop Shear. It's raging. They really can't see. But when Jesus said that, he didn't call his name. But be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. It was Peter who said, Lord, is that you? I know that voice. I know it's dark out there, but I know that voice. And right here, I want to put a pin there so that you can understand, because the only way you can recognize that voice in a storm, you need to get familiar with the voice before the storm. Because if you get familiar with him before the storm, when the storm comes, I know that's you, Jesus. I know that's you. He's coming to your rescue, and he will supply all your needs. Listen, people of God. Listen, people of God. That's when Peter said, Jesus, if that's you, bid me come, and I'll walk on the water. These were welcome words, Bishop Wells. These were welcome words because Peter believed that impossibilities could be transmitted into possibilities. Somebody said, you really don't even test the resources of God until you try the impossible. God is saying, give me something hard. Come on, you ain't even testing my resources. Apparently, you don't know I can make a way out of no way. I can put a door where there is no door. You don't even test the resources of God until you try the impossible, because he specializes. I may have some witnesses here. I know it may be the first night, but I may have some witnesses here. You know that he's the one that will supply your every need. Charles Spurgeon said, one man says, I will do as much as I can. I will do as much as I can. But the response came back, as much as you can. Anybody can do that. He who believes in Jesus Christ does what you cannot do. Oh God, get us to the level where we get back to the place where we trust you and we believe you and know that you can make a way out of no way. You see, when Paul looked at the gigantic task around him, he said, who is sufficient to handle these things? This is a lot. This is a lot. Lord, I'm looking at all of the circumstances around me. I'm looking at all the trouble around me. Who is sufficient to handle these things? But when he looked away from the things and he looked to Jesus, who gives us power, he answered and said, I can do all things. Is there anybody here, you got the power in Jesus to realize that if you trust him tonight, some way, somehow, I don't care what you're dealing with in your life, he is able to see you through. Jesus wants us to have great faith in him. Dr. Martin Luther King made many great speeches, but one of the greatest ones he made, he said, it doesn't matter now. Yeah, but Dr. King, they're trying to destroy you. It doesn't matter now. You don't know the periods I had with God. They're going to burn down your house. It doesn't matter now. When you get to that level where you are so sold out to God that you're able to say it doesn't matter now. Yeah, if you don't want to follow the word of God, it doesn't matter. You ain't got to stay under my teaching. It doesn't matter now. If you don't want the word, because I'm going to give you the word. We got to be able to speak into the lives of people. I know my assignment. And could I tell you the kind of faith that God wants in this 108th Holy Convocation? He wants reckless faith.
What are you talking about, Bishop? He wants reckless faith. Reckless faith is the opposite of careful faith. Too many of us, we got the kind of faith, oh, when everything is going well, oh, thank you, Lord, you'll be good to me. But just as soon as some trouble comes, you tiptoe through the tulips, being careful, wondering if that was really God. We need some people with reckless faith where you can't always see your way, but you're going to trust them anyhow. I'm not talking about somebody, even when God tells you to give, you tell me, oh, that may be my emotions. I better sit on down. If God said it, do it. If God tells you to do it, I don't care how crazy it looks, do it because God said do it. And if you do it because God said do it, he will make a way somehow. A reckless driver can be in such a bad situation. A reckless driver can be in such a bad situation that he or she will take the hand off the steering wheel, cover their eye, because they don't want to see what's going to happen. I don't know where I'm going to land, but I can't look. I can't look. I trust the car. You got to do it because I can't see it. I'm just praying the day will come that we would get our hands off the steering wheel and let God drive. Because God knows how to handle it. All you got to do is put your hands over your eyes and say, Lord, I'm just going to believe. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's about to happen. But I know that you're going to make a way somehow. I ain't got to see my way. As long as you are in charge, I dare you, just put your hands over your eyes. Just say, Lord, I trust you, Lord. Lord, I trust you. I know that you can fix it. I know that you can make a way out. Lord, I listen, people of God, look at the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years. That was reckless faith. 12 years she'd been suffering, but she heard Jesus was in town. She made up in her mind, I got to go to the meeting. I have to see Jesus. But can't you see? Crowd is so huge. By the time she gets up close to the podium, can't you see one of the disciples coming up saying, God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Jesus has been ministering all day long. He's tired. We're going to have to get him in. I'm going to ask you to please cooperate with us. The disciples are going to help me in this area. We're going to take Jesus down the middle aisle. We have one request. Nobody touch him. He's prayed for everybody that he could today. Just one request. Follow the rules. Don't touch him. Well, you know church folk. I could see them walking around. He ain't all of that. He could have prayed for me. I came all this way. He could have prayed for me. Walking away mad. But not this woman. She heard what the disciples said. But what she said, I don't need him to lay hands on me. I don't need him to anoint me with oil. But if I could just,
I dare you to look at somebody and tell them reckless faith. Reckless faith will make you break the rules. Reckless faith will say, I'm not going to let you go until you bless my. Sit down a moment. Sit down a moment. Reckless faith. Reckless. Reckless faith. Reckless faith is the kind of faith, that the sick man had when they took him to see Jesus. Same kind of situation. This man is so sick, his employees had to carry him on his bed. But he gets to the house where Jesus is, and it's crowded. You can't get in the house. You can't get in the doorway. And so his employers, I'm sure, are so devoted to him, I'm sure they keep pushing the bed up, trying to get as close as they can. And I could hear them say, if you please, just let us through. Just let us through. This man is real sick. He really needs to see Jesus. Could you just please move over and let this man come through? And you know how church folk are. Who, we sick too? Who you think he is? He ain't the only one sick. Better wait in line like everybody else. So the man, Bishop Shearer, couldn't get through the front door. So I could hear the employee say, well, boss, we tried. Maybe he'll come in through in another few months, and maybe he'll pray for you then. But I could hear the man say, oh, no, I'm going to see him today. Some way, somehow, I'm going to see him today. And I could hear the man say, here's what I need you to do. Take me up to the roof. Now come on, boss. Come on, boss. Now, that's reckless. Now, you know this ain't your house. We can't go up on this man's roof. I know you want to see Jesus, but let's go home. Let's not embarrass ourselves. We don't want nobody to arrest us. I don't care what you say. I need to see Jesus. Take me up to the roof. They take him up to the roof because they have to obey him. And they get up on the roof. Usually in the day, that day, you could see down into the rooms. But in this particular building, you couldn't see down into the room. And I could hear his employees say, now look at us. Now we're all embarrassed. We got to go back through the crowd. They're going to be laughing at us. Y'all went up there and still didn't see him. So, but I could hear this man say, oh, no. I'm going to see him. Do you know what this man with this reckless faith did? He said, tear the roof off. Ain't that crazy? I'm here to tell you, people of God, when you really want something from God, tear the roof off. You're going to have to do something crazy that people ain't used to seeing you do. But I got to see Jesus so bad. I ain't going to let you go, not until you bless my soul. I dare you to look at somebody, tell them, tear the roof off. I'm almost finished. Peter said, bid me come. Jesus, is that you? I know that's you, Jesus. If you tell me to get out of this boat and walk on that water, Jesus, I will get out of this boat and walk on the water just like you. Now, can't you imagine the disciples in the boat with Peter? You know, again, how church folk are. Here's a man that wants to trust Jesus, but you know how some church folk are. Peter, you better sit yourself down. Now, you know you ain't Jesus. You got a zeal, and it ain't according to knowledge. Now, don't be crazy now. Just sit yourself on down.
There ain't no Holy Ghost. But I could hear Peter say, y'all shut up. I am going to walk on this water if Jesus tells me to come. And I could hear Jesus say, all right, you got that kind of faith. You got that kind of faith. I am going to tell you to come. But let me tell you, God's getting ready to do some amazing things in your life. Hear me, Kojic. Hear me, Church of God in Christ. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for you. I come to speak it in your life tonight that God is about to do it for your life. And I just believe that there's some water walkers in this place this night. You have come to the house of the Lord and you ain't afraid to get out of the boat. You're not afraid to get the blessings that God has for you and deal with your impossibilities. But I got to give you one key. If you're going to get out of the boat, this is one thing you're going to have to do. And Peter had to do it. You're going to have to do it. Get away from negative folk. Negative folk will keep you in the boat. Presiding bishop, I get so sick of people hanging around me with boat mentality. You got to know how to get out of your comfort zone. You got to know how to trust God. If God is God, he said, I'm going to supply your every need. I'm going to make a way out of no way. I dare you to touch somebody. Tell them, get out of the boat. Get out of the boat. Get out. I don't care. If you got negative folk around you, tell them, I don't need to hear you now. I'm hearing what God is saying to me right now. Get out of the boat. Jesus. That's you. Bid me come. Peter starts walking on the water. And I know there were some people saying, he went down, but at least he started walking.
Right.
Ain't none of them did no walking.
Right.
At least he started walking, but he made one mistake. And if you're going to be a water walker, don't make this mistake. Because he started walking on the water, and can't you see him as he looks back at the boat and looks at the disciples and says, y'all see me? Thought I couldn't do it, huh? Look at me, I'm walking on the water. And I can hear Jesus say, oh, you doing that? You doing that? Well, let me just back off, and you go ahead and walk on the water. You know what happened. Peter went. Ah, but thank God he had enough sense. He had enough spirituality to say, Lord, save me. I don't care how much talent you have. I don't care how gifted you are. You got to know God is the only one who's able to save you. I feel like preaching in this place. I stop by to tell you, this is a new season. In Church of God in Christ, you better get ready, because God is raising up a nation that's going to be water walkers. I don't know how you feel about it. I made up in my mind. I don't want to get out there on the eagle, but Jesus, if you tell me to walk on the water, we'll walk on the water. I think I got some witnesses here. Because when you get out of the boat, the devil in hell can't block you. The devil in hell can't stop you. Now, how many of you know that the devil even comes to holy convocation? Not just the Holy Ghost, but the devil comes to holy convocation. But since the devil is in the house tonight, I just think we need to make him nervous. I think
need to have a rehearsal, because before any great event, there's got to be a rehearsal. Dr. Judy McAllister didn't just get up there tonight. They prepared for the big event. I just want to prepare some water walkers. Some water walkers that are about to get out of the boat and walk on the water. You're about to make the devil mad right now. I know. We're just symbolizing it. This ain't for everybody. This is just for water walkers. I need you, wherever you are, get out of your area and take 3 steps and just walk. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Won't God make a way somehow? If somebody's still looking at you like you're crazy, just touch them, say, get out of the boat, get out. Get out of the boat. I ain't got to wait till official Sunday to get out of the boat. But Tuesday night, I'm out. Woo! I'm out. Now don't wait. I need to see my musicians. Don't wait till the battle is over. I need somebody. Thank you for.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That was Bishop Paul Martin. Ah, what a word. What a word. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart God raised from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. One of the most powerful parts of that message was at the end when he began to call you out. Amen. Call us out of that dark place, out of that place of frustration, out of that place of anger, out of that place of not knowing who we are and whose we are in God. You know, and that's one of the most important things we have to realize is that God has called us to a higher place. God has called us to shift in this hour. And because God has caused this shift, because God has called a shift to happen in our life for us to walk into the place where God has called us to walk, we have to now exercise that in this overcomer scripture, overcomer's prayer. You're able to overcome the thing that has attempted to overcome you. Amen. Let me say that again, because I want the people in the back to understand. I want the people in the back. I want the people on the balcony to understand. I want the people in the foyer to understand. I want the people in the kitchen, why they got the speaker on in the kitchen. I want y'all to hear that you can overcome the thing that has come to overcome you. Amen. You are more than a conqueror. The enemy will try to tell you that you're not going to make it. The enemy will try to tell you that you're not going to succeed. The enemy will try to tell you that you're not going to be blessed. The enemy will try to tell you that you don't have a way out. But I stopped by this morning to let you know that you are an overcomer. And how you overcome. I'm so glad you asked. Y'all asked some of the best questions on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. How you overcome is just like this. Let me show you how you do it. You pray this prayer with me. You pray this simple prayer. Your simple prayer. Just lend me your hearts this morning. We're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to just lend me your hearts this morning. And we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. And you just receive this prayer, that you'll be able to walk into it. Again, I'm going to say that again. Just receive it. Just lift your hands wherever you are. Just lift your hands. Lift your hearts. If you're at your desk and you can't lift your heart and your hands, lift your hearts. Lift your mind. Lift your thinking up to the Lord right now. Come on. And pray and just receive this prayer. Say, gracious Master, thank you for you being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I come to you broken, battered, bruised, and confused. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you will receive me unto you, creating me a clean heart and a right spirit, that I might reign with you. God, I change my mindset. I change my heart. I change my way of thinking. I change my patterns, oh God. I surrender myself to you. I surrender my all unto you. I surrender who I am to you, Lord Jesus. I turn from the ways of sin. I turn from the ways of man, oh God. My sinful thinking, my sinful ways, oh God, I turn from them and I surrender my life to you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. God bless you. For those of you all who have gathered yourself and now are a part of the worldwide, part of the worldwide prayer that has happened, and you surrendered your life to Christ. You surrendered your mind to Christ. You surrendered your walk to Christ. We want to be the first ones to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We want to say welcome to the family. Amen. We want to say welcome to the family. We want to say welcome to the welcome. Amen. We want to say welcome. We want to say welcome to you. Amen. We're going to do our overcomer scripture. We're going to do our three keys. And once we do our three keys, we'll be back to share with you the prayer list. Amen.
Amen. The first key is to get your Bible. Get your Bible, King James or NIV. The second is to find your church home. Go visit a couple of churches if you want physically. Make sure you have your mask on. Or virtually, you can go visit some churches. You're more than welcome to come visit the Abba House on Sunday. Also, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they're living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And remember, the Abba House International, Sunday at 10:15 on Facebook Live. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word.
Amen, amen. Hold yourself according to the announcements that they say in the Baptist Church to make sure that you guys are taking part in those things that has been shared to you on this morning. It will bless your life. It'll bless your life now that you have become an overcomer. Listen, let us pray for those who have submitted their prayer requests. We have those who have submitted their prayer requests through the media sites. There is the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. We just wanted to make sure that you guys know that you could submit your request into those media sites, any of the media sites that are available. Please make sure that you utilize those. But outside of that, let us go into prayer. We want to pray for those who have submitted their prayer request, those who have not had an opportunity to submit your prayer request. Listen, at the end of the broadcast, please do so by going to those media sites that we have set up and available for you to submit. But let us go into prayer and pray for those who submitted their prayer request. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those who have submitted their request unto you. God, for you said in your word to cast our cares on you, for you cared for us. God, we thank you for, number one, for caring for these, your children. God, number two, we thank you for just being God. And number three, God, we thank you for being the God. Amen. We want to acknowledge you on today and say, God, we thank you. God, we ask that you would take those prayer requests, every last one of those requests, God, that has been submitted unto you today. We ask that you would work by your power and by your strength. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in the life. God, step in and do what you said you were going to do. God, I know, God, we know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And we thank you, Lord God, for purpose being made manifest in and through our life. God, we surrender unto you, God. God, the greatness of who you are. God, we realize that there's no boundaries in God, so you could come in and fix whatever the situation may be, whether it be from sicknesses to diseases, God, to marital issues, financial issues, issues with our bodies, God, spiritual issues, God, regardless of what it may be. Father, we thank you for stepping in, God, and being God and being big in our life and shifting the very place. thought that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And we thank you for purpose being established in our life, that we not only walk with you, God, but we walk in you. And we surrender unto you, God, this great day, God, all that we are, God, and we say work like you know how. God, and we thank you for building us, restoring us, and strengthening us on every hand. And we know, God, and we know that you are able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we thank you, oh God, for just coming in and doing just that. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. Pray for those that are sick and shut in. We pray for the doctors and all your doctors and nurses that are dealing with the COVID-19. We pray that you will continue to cover them. God, even the ones who have COVID-19, God, we pray for a speedy recovery, that your hand of grace and your hand of mercy and your hand of healing is on their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we know that you are able, Father God. We know that you are able, God. God, to step in and to shift the very places, oh God, of their life. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Guys, remember those of you all who would like to sow, we're asking you guys that will sow a seed of $25 into the Worldwide Gospel Connection or into the Abba House International, a seed of $25. Those of you all who would like to sow, if you want to sow more, We'll be ecstatic to see more. But those of you all who would like to sow the seed of $25, remember, we will pray for your seed, and our prayer is that the Lord will return unto your seed a hundredfold, a thousandfold, that you sow into our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, sow into the lives of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And remember that that seed that you sow, we take that seed and we replant that seed into the gospel and into the lives of those who need to receive those seeds and help them live. And the cash apps are, ladies and gentlemen, cash apps are $WGC2020 and also $TheAbbaHouse. Again, that cash app is $WGC2020 and also $TheAbbaHouse. You can sow those seeds there, and we'll be greatly appreciative again for whatever seeds you sow. Amen. God bless you. We love you so very much. You guys have a fantastic day, and we look forward to you guys joining us again on tomorrow for Wisdom and Worship Wednesday. And then next on Thursday, we will have Women's Day Thursday, and then Friday is Freestyle Friday. God bless you guys. You guys have a fantastic day. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we will talk to you guys soon.
It's my friend. Miss Faith Evans, y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
Miss Faith Evans.